Chuckles and Coconuts, please subscribe.
Hi everyone, welcome back to Chuckles and Coconuts. Today we're going to be talking about your clothes. What to wear, what not to wear, fashion trends, what shouldn't be trending but it is trending. So what we're going to start off with is Zeong shoes. Don't wear it. I'm just kidding. Anyways, we looked up a thread on Reddit, and this is what one of them is. Sagging. Sagging your pants. How about we not sag? I remember I was so scared in high school whenever I saw the skinny dude with his pants right here. And then he's wearing like red underwear. But right on the red underwear is a black dot. What could it be? Could it be his swass? Could it be a dookie stain? I guess we'll never know. But the only reason why we know is because you're not wearing your pants the way that it's supposed to be worn.
Yeah, I mean, for me, I just don't understand.
Don't sag your pants. Sunny.
Sunny? I don't get why men sag. I think that is so... I don't get why anyone sags their pants. Men, women, whoever. Like,
but low-key, my pants look like they're always sagging because I have a flat butt.
Yours too?
Why did you call us out on this episode?
Why we always sit and wear long shirts.
No, really. I'll be so honest. For me, like, I hate the fact of, like, sagging pants. And it was so funny because, like, I didn't really think about sagging pants until recently when I was watching a TikTok episode. And it literally was a guy who was jumping over a fence. And he was running away from the cops. He was running away because I guess he was, like, trying to steal, like, car parts or something. I don't know what this kid was doing. But he jumped over the fence. And because his pants were sagging, his pants got stuck on the fence. And so he's, like, hanging off like this. He literally is hanging off. And, like, he kept trying to, like, undo himself. It just made it worse. It just made it worse. His pants were ripping and he still was hanging there. And then the cops came and got him.
Have you ever seen the sagging pants where they have a belt? And they, like, they have a belt, but they tighten it from, like, their leg.
I just don't get it.
What are you doing?
It's like, where's the sex appeal? Like, all I see is whether or not you're wearing two-day-old underwear. I can't tell whether or not.
Remember when Sunny would wear skinny jeans and then sag his pants?
Oh, my gosh. And I always got on him about that. Like, our brother, he always wore, like, saggy jeans. Like, you know, because he was like, I'm a skater.
I'm a skater boy.
And I just remember telling him, I was like, pick up your pants. I remember I'd be yelling, like, at him, pick up your pants.
But then they have that walk.
Or really, they walk like this. They're all like...
No, and they're like pulling up their pants, but pulling it down at the same time. Like, it's a pull up, but then to make it nice, they pull it back down. What are you doing? It's up or it's down. Up or pull it down to use the bathroom. Come on.
Right? That's the only time you should be pulling down your pants.
The only time that you should be sagging your pants is to take it off and put on some regular pants, huh? Someone said, those dopey looking lamb chop false eyelashes.
What? Oh my gosh. I'm glad I don't wear my lashes that I wear on this show.
I think false eyelashes are cute. But like when it's just like, you know that the person's eyes are going like this. It's just like,
oh my goodness. No, you're so right.
Does that mean?
When I take people, like, so.
Zeong used to have that.
No,
I used to talk to Zeong.
No, I did not. They have not been that bad. Oh, please. Like, no, I'll be honest. I have worn some lashes before that were like crazy.
Heavy on your eyes.
No, that were heavy. But I've actually seen worse. Like, have you seen this trend out here in Utah with women that get like lash extensions? And like, y'all, it's doing this. It's, you're waving everyone with your lashes just like this. And they're so thick. They're so thick and like curly. Like, it just looks like you have a broom, like, on your eyes or something. Like, you just have a broom. You're just, hey, like, you might
come,
as well just start sweeping
you
your floor.
Can you get this spot with your lashes? just blink on it. You're mean.
What's up?
We have an auntie that has lashes like that.
Oh, we do? No, really. I've taken pictures of people that have like those lashes and it looks like they're sleeping.
I just think that natural beauty is so pretty.
Oh.
You know, like, yeah. I love a natural look.
Alyssa, I also think you love a natural look because you don't know how to do makeup.
Jane's just mad because she doesn't have a natural look.
No, trust me. I'm really upset that I don't have my lashes on today.
She's but, one of them because she would have been doing this.
Oh, please. The lies. It's the freaking lies. You know dang well. You know dang well that I actually do fire makeup. Just not today.
Ooh. Ooh. Eyebrows.
Oh, don't eyebrows. Ever.
Sometimes I'm just like, damn.
Woo. Oh, please. We've all been through our era of that, though.
I could never do it nicely.
It's called eyebrow blindness. It's like a whole thing on TikTok. Like, people are sharing their eyebrow blindness. I'm going to be so honest. I was so blind until like probably about 6 months ago.
Mine was the opposite. Mine were never thick. I would thread my eyebrows until it looked like a freaking stick.
It was giving McDonald's arches. That's what it was giving. And you want to know something? She always looks surprised. She always looks surprised like this. She's like, hi, guys.
Yours were giving bricks.
My brick. You're not wrong. You're not wrong. I have a heavy hand. I couldn't help it with my Anastasia Beverly Hills pomade. It wasn't my fault. Kylie Jenner made me think I could do anything.
And I couldn't do it with my Family Dollar eyebrow pencil that I stole. Just that I hid because my mom would have thrown it away.
No, really.
Ooh. Sometimes overfilling the lips.
Oh my gosh, don't be a hater.
No, but like overfilling, like it's cute. I love it. But I remember seeing a lady and it was like right here. Like touching her underneath her nose. Hey,
sometimes we need that extra plump.
Underneath her nose though? Underneath. But then I'm just like, but damn. I sound so rude. But I'm just like, you know, I can see that you drew it in because it's like a little squiggly.
Oh my gosh.
It's true. I'm not trying to be rude.
You're not wrong. What do you think of Crocs?
Crocs? I love Crocs.
Everyone gives crap about Crocs.
Crocs. Crocs are cute. And they're comfortable. And you can style them. You can add those little gems. They're pretty cute. I love them. You can wear it to the gym. I used to wear it delivering. You could wear it here.
You wore it delivery?
You could wear it to church. Or if you don't go to church.
Oh, heck no. No. If I see you wearing Crocs at church.
What do you think of
wedges? I'm going to need you to go pray for some new shoes. What the? Why are you wearing Crocs at church?
What do you think of wedges?
Wedges? I think they look cute on certain people. It's reminding me of wedgie. I think it looks good on certain people. Like a wedge. But for me, I'm not much of a wedge person. I believe in a heel.
What do you think of rat tails?
What are rat tails? Like the thing on Baba?
Yeah.
You should have left it with the rat. That's what you should have done. You should have left it with the rat.
Cute.
No, I think on certain people they look cute. Like no, if you're saying that
if on a little kid it's cute.
If it's so if like if they have a rat tail but it's like. But, like, they have, like, a hairstyle going on. I don't like it when you're, like, fully shaven and you just have, like, this little rat tail hanging out on the back. I'm sorry.
But you remember those kids in high school in the world? And junior high who would wear the wolf? The wolf tail?
What is that?
Behind there? Or was that just me?
Oh, that's probably in your generation.
The wolf tail? I'm just like...
So wait,
what do you use that for? To wipe your mooly?
So they put like a tail in the back of their pants. It's like a wolf tail. And it's like hanging on the back of their pants.
Yeah, as if they're like a wolf.
I think it's cute if a little kid wears it. If you're grown and you're walking around with a wolf tail, I'm going to think that you're a furry. It's giving me furry. Oh, trust me, you don't want to know. We're not going to go into that. The furries are going to come for us. And they're scary. Trust me.
Jeans that have been torn before they're in the store and for some reason they cost a lot more. No, but they're like, have you ever seen those jeans where it's just like torn all the way, like just like all the way down their legs where it's like your jeans aren't doing anything for you. They're torn all the way.
Yeah. So one time I showed up on site. So I was getting content for a client.
On site?
Yeah. No, I showed up on site for a construction site.
Oh,
yeah.
That's what you had to say.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you.
Show up on site. You sound like you're about to fight someone.
No, I showed up on site at a construction site. I showed up on the construction site and I showed up with like those kind of pants, but I didn't order them that way. My knee just was like, I was a bigger girl at the time. So my knee ripped the jean from here all the way up here, and I just didn't want to ruin my better pants. So I just left it like that. But I wear ripped jeans a lot. I do. I'll be so transparent. That's just my style.
Someone said BBLs.
Oh my gosh.
I'm not gonna lie. I want one.
I want a BBL too, but like when you start looking like the magic lamp from Aladdin, we have a problem. I'm going to tell you right now. Have you seen women who have like the ridiculous BBLs? And then from the side, it's like, oh my gosh, it's like the earth separation. It's like the earth separated and it's on each side of your hip. Now that is ridiculous. I've seen some amazing BBLs. I want a BBL. Trust me. But like when it's getting out of hand, girl, it's getting out of hand. Imagine like sitting next to people on the bus and no one can sit next to you because each side of your booty is taking up each seat. I
would love that.
You would love what for it to be taken up?
Hell yeah, so no one sits by me.
So, future husband of Lessa, if you're watching, she wants a misshapen BBL. Thank you.
BBL Drizzy.
Oh my gosh.
BBLs.
I can't even believe that you brought a BBL.
Someone said jorts.
Oh my gosh. My husband.
Jorts reminds me of uncles.
No. So my husband, when I first was with him, he had a pair of jorts. I threw them away without him knowing. That's how much I didn't like the jort. I did not like the jort. Literally, he like went to work one day and I went and I was like, oops. Like I pretended to trip into the garbage can and I threw those jorts away. You want to know why? Because jorts, how are you going to be wearing jorts that are up above your knee? I'm sorry, sir. Those jorts look like they're for me. Stop with the jorts.
Someone said the scrunch butt leggings.
Scrunch butt leggings.
It scrunches.
Oh yeah. No, it's the ones where they
I see scrunch butts or scrunch butt leggings, I just think, ooh, stinky. That's what I think.
Honestly, why do you think that?
I don't know, because I think of like it's in your butt while you're working out.
I bought me a pair of like those leggings, and I'll be honest, when I looked back when I was wearing them recently,
it wasn't really scrunching.
Yeah, it wasn't scrunch. There was nothing back there for it to scrunch.
It wasn't get a hold.
There is nothing that was being scrunched back there. It's just me. It was just me and my hopes and dreams. Nothing else.
I couldn't attach to scrunch.
Trust me. I was like, wow,
one of these episodes you should wear. No, I think you wore it. And I was like, what?
I really thought I was doing something because I was told that those scrunching leggings actually like make your butt look bigger. When I put them on recently, I was like, wow. The earth is still flat.
I don't think it would, like, I feel like you have to have, like, some kind of tush for it to scrunch.
Yeah.
Because I remember...
We're piano players, though. Our butts are flat. It's true.
You think so?
Yeah, I think it's because we're piano players. That's the reason why our butts are flat.
I wish I was an athlete.
Athlete? Dad,
for not believing in me. I didn't believe in me either. Thinking about it, he wanted to put us in gymnastics, and I now like watching the Olympics, I'm just like,
Dad wanted to put you in gymnastics?
Yeah, because you know how we would go play in the bars in the back? Yeah. And he thought that was so cool that I could hang on it.
Wow. Gymnastics. My daughter can hang upside down like a monkey.
Do a what's this called?
Pull-up.
Do a pull-up. I can't. Can I have a french fry though?
That's when he realized she's never gonna be Simone Biles.
Someone said jelly shoes. And to be honest, when I was little, I loved jelly shoes.
I do too.
Mom, I felt like a pretty princess. Yeah,
Mama bought me these jelly shoes one time that like literally the heel had like some, like it had like water in it. And there was like a little plastic goldfish in there. Mm. It was like in the water. It was like glittery water with like a goldfish. I was like, oh, I am the fiercest girl at church. Like I thought I was the it girl. And then all of a sudden I go to church and everyone's just like, you know. Just as cute.
But they're cute.
Their parents didn't shop at the DI. Their parents bought them clothes from the actual stores. I was over there DI shopping.
The shoulder pads for shirts.
You don't like them? Well, now I look at them and I'm like
a freaking linebacker.
No, really.
I mean, I already do. But that's going to
make it even more.
No, really. You're right. Because, like, for me, I just remember thinking, like, oh my gosh. I just thought it was the it thing back in the day. Now I look at it now and I'm just like, I should have just, like, kept to, I should just keep to, like, my regular non-shoulder pad clothes.
Someone said a mullet.
Oh my gosh. What's that one
TikTok? And a really nice mullet.
Oh yeah. It's like, oh yeah, cute shoes and a really nice mullet. Cute shoes and a really nice mullet.
I think mullets are woolly.
Well, I think blue shirt and ugly sandals. Blue shirt and ugly sandals. Or like they do like the
big forehead and overlined lips. Big forehead.
Oh, really? Big chin. Big chin and kneading toner. Big chin and kneading hair toner. But you know, what are we talking about? Anyways.
Your bangs are really not cute. Your bangs are really not cute.
You know what? You know what's not cute right now?
Me? I'm tired.
I love that you brought it up.
But do you know what though. I'm talking about?
Yeah, like mullets.
Mullets.
Literally, I need water, but it's okay.
He just asked you if you wanted water.
No, I'm okay. I'm good.
Drink
I'm
your here. Saliva. That's you what you get what? For denying.
And why don't you choke on air? Thank you.
I already did. Did you not hear me? Someone said Nike sweatshirt with jeans.
Oh, really? Oh, my gosh. Oh my gosh, someone else said dry skin and a big nose. Oh my gosh. I wonder who they're referring to.
Someone said veneers.
I wish. Oh my gosh. I need veneers so bad. Yeah, you know what's so crazy? Is when we all find out that you don't know how to read. That's what's crazy. Why don't we talk about that? You can't even read.
Yeah, and then they also said weird bangs.
Oh my gosh. Really? They also said dry lips?
Hey, today they're not dry.
Said dry Ooh, okay. lips and a hyena laugh. Sorry. Okay, anyways, back to regular programming. Okay,
Ooh.
Go ahead.
Oh, the no eyebrow look. You know how some people
I think it powder? Looks good, actually, on some people. The no eyebrow look? Have you seen that on some women? Oh my gosh, y'all slay. I love it. I'm obsessed.
Ooh, someone said mom jeans. I love mom jeans.
I love mom jeans. I'm a mom. I have to wear the jeans, okay?
Like, I don't have a choice. I love mom jeans. Someone said men's Speedos. If you're going to wear a men's Speedos, might as well just go butt naked.
Oh my gosh, no.
Am I thinking of the right thing? What's a Speedo?
Like, it's like undies. Oh, like, yeah. Swimming undies yeah, for men. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Well, you want to know something, though, for me? Like, I feel like certain people can wear a Speedo. Like, did you hear about that Olympic swimmer that everyone was, like, you know, fawning over because, like, he was wearing a Speedo and, like, his... Yeah, he was blessed that. In that department, apparently, is what the articles were saying. I didn't look. I've never seen that. I was like, I can't look.
I was too busy looking at Suni Lee.
Who's that?
She's one of the Olympics for the gymnasts.
Oh, the cute one that won the gold medal? One? Yes, girl. You're cute. Face and car. She was so cute when she won. Because she know. Went up to Simone Biles and she was like,
I want to make a TikTok.
She's like, let's make a TikTok. That's our energy. I love that girl.
Someone said step up. Someone said septum. How do you say it? Septum piercing?
Septum piercings? Yeah. Oh my gosh. Okay. I feel like they look cute on certain people. I can't do it because I feel like I would look like a bull.
A bull?
Yeah, like right here.
Remember when we tried it?
Oh my gosh. So remember? Yeah, we did. We tried to put a nose ring on Lessa's nose so we could prank our dad.
And it wouldn't even fit.
And it wouldn't even fit with her big nose that she had. Like when we got this nose ring from Claire's. So Claire's, can you make nose rings for
all sizes?
For, you know, yeah, for all sizes of nose, especially for this one. Thank you.
Someone said, teasing my hair high in the air, and oh using a can gosh. Of hairspray.
That was a thing back in my day. Like, girls used to tease, like, this upper section of the back of their hair, like, right here, and then they would put, like, a thin layer of hair over it. And so they were just walking around looking like the hills have eyes with that big bump in the back of their head, and they're just, like, walking around. I can't. I don't know if girl, like, I think there's a cute way to tease your hair, and then I think that you should leave it alone. You should leave the comb alone.
I don't
alone.
Even know how to tease hair or do hair.
Oh, trust me, I know.
You stink.
What about what do you think about those pants? I don't know what they're called. I want to Google them right now because I don't know what they're called. They're like these jeans that look like, oh, they're called barrel jeans. Those are the ugliest mother effing jeans I have ever seen. Y'all, can y'all stop? Like, that's exactly what your jeans look like. Like, you're sitting in a barrel. I hate them.
Barrel jeans?
Yes. Look them up. They are so ugly. It looks like you're walking like this. Like, can I just do a reenactment or something right now on the camera?
No, please sit down.
I'm, like, telling you. It's like, here, no, I'm going to do it. I don't give a crap. It, like, literally is like this. You look like a walking crab.
Oh, my
like
gosh.
This.
Barrel jeans are so cute.
No, they're not.
I think they're so
no,
cute.
No, they're not. If you wear barrel jeans around me, I'm sorry. I'm going to tell you to go change. I ain't going to the club with you
I
looking like that.
I love barrel jeans.
Oh, that's great.
They're so
it's probably
because
you're shaped like a barrel. That's why you like them so
I love
much.
Being a barrel.
I can't. No.
Barrel jeans are cute.
No, they are not.
I love them.
No, they are not. I'm sorry. But no, barrel jeans are not cute. If you thought that they were, please go back to the drawing board. Go look at yourself in the mirror and then decide. When I look back on myself in 10 years, do I want to be caught wearing these barrel jeans? They're not they're cute. You will never catch me in a barrel jean. Ever.
Someone said ridiculously long
beards?
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie. I've actually seen some really cool long beards.
Yeah.
I actually used to be someone who didn't like chest hair and things like that. And then I met my husband and then I became like I'm obsessed now with a hairy man that like
platform shoes.
What? I wear platforms. I'm literally wearing platform Converse right now. What do you not like about platform shoes?
That's what it says.
Oh, really? You know what? They should talk about cloud sandals and how ugly they are. And how sometimes people with big feet, like, you know, they get deformed.
Only people who say platform, only people who wear platforms only try to come for the innocent.
Oh, really? The innocent? Really? Can we roll the tape back so we can see all the times that she was talking about me and my bangs?
They only talk about you.
I can't. She knows. Like, I'm sorry, but I love me a platform shoe. Platforms will never go out for me. I will always wear platform shoes. I wear platforms with everything. Platform Docs, platform Converse. That's just me. We hate these fashion trends. And, you know, we either love, we hate them. Do you? You know, what we say, it shouldn't matter to you. Go out and do whatever you want to do. Just know, if you wear barrel jeans around me, we ain't going out together. Thank you very much. But, you know, thanks for joining us for another episode of Chuckles and Coconuts.
See you later.
Bye.
Chuckles and Coconuts, please subscribe.